Phoneboy Speaks, episode 159, Busy Doing Workflow.
Sometimes when you use tools, you don't notice when they change, because if the change is very minor or if it's an option that's kind of buried, you may not notice it when the thing changes or if there's a new option there, because you get into kind of a workflow. And so, like with this podcast, for instance, I will take the podcast and record it into a tool called Twisted Wave, and the Twisted Wave tool was actually updated not too long ago, but and there's actually a new annoyance with that. Now I have to manually set the audio gain, which is not bad because it means that I'm not relying on the iPhone to do it, and sometimes it does a horrible job of it. Anyway, with the other thing I do is after I record it into this app, is then I upload it to Dropbox, and then I send it to a tool called Auphonic, which takes the crap that I dump into it, and I'm pretty much dumping crap into it. And it's not just the content, but the audio quality. Sometimes it's, like right now I'm recording in the car. And so the audio quality varies a little bit. And I'll record the intro and, maybe at night, right before I go to bed. And then of course there's the other side of it, which is, the outro, which I recorded, months ago, and I just sort of randomly tack it on the end. So I assemble this in Twisted Wave and upload it as one big file to Dropbox, which then Auphonic picks up and cleans up and stuffs it on my web server, and then I put it in a podcast or put it in a WordPress post, which then you download into your favorite podcast reader, or maybe you listen to it on SoundCloud, I don't know. But anyway, so Auphonic is the tool I use to make the audio not sound quite so crappy. And so what I do is, what I noticed the other day is that, and they actually added this a little while ago, but because you get into the workflow and you don't really notice some of the changes, is they now have the ability to select files that get added to the beginning of it and put on the end of it. So an intro and an outro, as they call it. And you can pull these files from Dropbox. Now, what's cool about that for me is that I can actually record the meat of the podcast separately from these other things. I don't have to assemble them in Twisted Wave. In fact, I could even use the Auphonic app on the iPhone, which actually will take the audio as is and, then it'll tack on an intro and an outro. The only thing I would need to do is record the intro maybe separately and then, record the meat of it Auphonic app. I haven't figured that part of it out, but what's cool is I can record the meat of the podcast separately from the intro, which is usually what I do anyway, but I can point them in different files. I don't have to snap them together. I can just put them, feed all three of those files to Auphonic, and then Auphonic does the rest. And now, granted, I could, of course, do all of this and continue to. There's nothing that says that I have to use Auphonic. And that's the nice thing about these. The way that I do this is that if I change the tools, then it doesn't change my process too much. And in fact, even I've done a couple where I've actually done it into Audacity on the Mac because that was easier or whatever. But it almost doesn't matter how I record it. Or even, I could edit it in Audacity too, but I like that the tools are interchangeable and that whatever I happen to have, I can make something that doesn't sound too bad. I'm hoping that Auphonic doesn't go away because, granted, I don't necessarily know how to completely clean up all the audio stuff. There are some tools that in the audio editors, I guess, that can kind of help that. But, anyway, it's, as I say, it was nice to see that Auphonic got some new capabilities I didn't know about because I was too busy doing my workflow to notice. and that happens sometimes.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.